Lisa, why are these women so special?
Well, Julia, I chose these women because I just thought that, they were all trailblazers. They really influenced life in Sydney in the 20th century. And it's good to be able to know a bit about our history in this regard so that we can kind of appreciate where we've come to and how our society has evolved and changed, and then think about, what we can do to make society better in the future. So I'm going to hit you with a few names.
Let's do it.
One is Violet McKenzie. Now, I have talked about her before for long-term listeners, but I'm a bit of a fan of her because she was a really early electrical engineer, and she actually got really involved in radio and was really committed to a lifelong sort of promotion of technical education for women. She helped establish the Electrical Association for Women to educate women about electricity, which was being introduced in the 20th century, and it was this newfangled thing that a lot of people didn't understand. And then with the outbreak of World War II, she actually founded the Women's Emergency Signalling Corps, and during the course of the war taught thousands of women and soldiers to use radio for signalling. So she was just amazing. So that's number one, Violet McKenzie.
Yeah, okay. The very first STEM woman.
That's right, one of the early ones.
Yeah.
Now, Lillian Fowler. She was the first female alderman or councillor in local government in New South Wales and also became the first female mayor in Australia. So she was a real trailblazer in terms of local community governance. I think that's something that women should and are getting more and more involved in. We've seen a lot of debates at sort of federal level and state level about the number of women's representation, but women have for a long time been very involved in local government. Mm. And Lillian Fowler was one of those trailblazers. She was actually served on Newtown Municipal Council for about 20 years. And she was mayor just for a short period of time from 1938 to 1939. That was when they had elections of mayors every year. So it's sort of a different process. So she was really important. So and she's actually got a park named after her in Newtown. So go check that out.
Oh yeah.
Number three is one for all you library lovers out there. Ida Leeson. So she was actually appointed as the second Mitchell Librarian as part of the State Library of New South Wales. So if you've ever been to the State Library of New South Wales and tried to do a bit of Australian history and looked up something, you would have used the Mitchell Library collection. So Ida was appointed as the Mitchell Librarian in 1932. This was a really new collection then. It was based on collection of David Scott Mitchell and had been bequeathed to the Public Library of New South Wales. And she'd been really involved in actually sort of sorting the collection and cataloguing it. And when she was appointed in 1932, she's quite controversial because she was a woman. And some of the library trustees were concerned that she was being appointed because it could mean that she could then actually become the principal librarian, or what we call the state librarian today. And, don't want to set up a woman to do that. So what did they do? Well, they actually changed the rules of the glass ceiling so she couldn't break through, changed the structure and pay and so on. But anyway, Ida sort of didn't let that faze her. She consolidated the library's position as the preeminent repository of Australian and Pacific historical documents. So thank you, Ida. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing my job today.
Go, Ida!
Four, Pearl Gibbs. She was an Aboriginal leader who organised and inspired a range of organisers working on Aboriginal rights from the 1930s to the 1980s. Like, I just trying to summarise her life and what she was involved in was really, really tricky. But basically, she was born in La Perouse, and she really moved between Sydney and sort of Western New South Wales, around, particularly around Dubbo. And she got involved in many different organisations, including the Aborigines Progressive Association with Bill Ferguson and Jack Patton. She was one of the few women who was really feisty and enough to get up on in the Sydney Domain and sort of talk about women's rights and Aboriginal rights. She got involved in the Union of Australian Women and the Committee for Aboriginal Citizenship. She was just a real go-getter and a real organiser that facilitated a whole lot of other people. Mm. Pearl Gibbs, what an amazing woman. And finally, Louisa Lawson. Now, some of you might have heard of her because when she died in 1920, she was called the mother of womanhood suffrage in New South Wales. And I thought it was really important to finish on her. She influenced Sydney life and the 20th century in so many ways. She was a feminist and a radical publisher. She established the Dawn Journal, which was this sort of feminist women's magazine, and then went on to form the Dawn Club, which was a social reform club for women, so encouraged them to talk politics. This is in the late 19th century. And so it was really, she was really instrumental in actually getting those conversations happening about giving women the right to vote. And New South Wales finally got it in 1902, and consequently she was one of the people who was really celebrated for her role in actually changing that. So from 1902, women over 21 were able to vote.
Wow, well, thanks to her, geez. I mean, that's pretty incredible if you think back, and I mean, to all those women who just stood up. I can't even, like, living in a society where it's just the norm that, you know, men are superior or whatever, and it's just accepted, it would take such a gutso just to, you know, just to get up and actually rebel against that. I mean, where would we be today without these women?
These women showed such courage and such belief in women's abilities and their rights to be able to participate in society, and all of us here in Sydney have benefited from that.
Completely. Did you attend the Women's March the other weekend?
I didn't, but I was there in solidarity and spirit.
Yes.
And,
yes,
of course, we're all going to be celebrating International Women's Day,
yes,
on Friday.
Exactly. Exactly right. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Lisa, for your time today on the show. It's been very rewarding listening to all these amazing women.
It's my pleasure.